Portal season has come early. Welcome to Snap Judgments on the Austin and Berm Show. That is Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. And the first Ohio State player has announced, well, or had intentions to depart, reported on Thursday as Ohio State gets back to practice ahead of the college football playoff. That is Bryson Rogers. So, Berm, surprise level for you.
I mean, zero, for a number of reasons. We can start with the most obvious and most recent, which is that Brian Hartline has left Ohio State and is leaving Ohio State. He will not be the wide receivers coach at Ohio State. He's going to be the head coach at South Florida. I don't know if the relationship between Brian Hartline and Bryson Rogers is such that Bryson Rogers is going to follow him, but I do know that it is a relationship that brought Bryson to Ohio State. It's the relationship that brought Bryson back to Ohio State when he entered the transfer portal after year one in Columbus. And in the time since then, he still hasn't found a way to move himself up the depth chart enough to guarantee that he's a guy that's going to be a regular in the rotation next year. So, you know, when you recruit at Ohio State, you recruit players you think are going to be in the program for a long time. But in the world we're currently living in, if you're entering into year four of your college football experience and you can't say for sure that you're a guy that is definitely going to be a starter, this is what happens.
Yeah. And I don't think that that means that Bryson Rogers is not a really good player or that he could have never helped Ohio State. But if you looked at the last month of the season, and that's where four of his six catches did come down the stretch, but he was not playing as extensively as I think either one of us thought he would, given his upside, given his ability to stretch the field, what seemed to be like pretty good effort as a blocker. Not perfect, but all those things were encouraging. And yet when Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate were banged up, we did not see Bryson Rogers, or for that respect, Mylon Graham emerged the way that we thought they would. But Bryson Rogers, you know, theoretically would have been closer to doing that. So he finished the year with six catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. That touchdown came in his last outing against UCLA. He only appeared in seven games. Part of that was due to injury, but part of it was also coach's decision. And interestingly enough, that coach is also Brian Hartline. So, you know, I don't know what that means. This isn't necessarily about where Bryson Rogers goes from here, but you know, the portal conversation had already included him in a previous offseason. So if we're saying level of surprise, when you factor in the number of wide receivers that are on this roster currently, the number that are likely to return with Jeremiah Smith and Brandon Ennis, most notably at the top, who we expect to continue to be at Ohio State, although Brandon Ennis will have some decision to make about his future. You know, the competition for playing time and the number of spots that are available was shrinking. So all of that adds up collectively to why you're saying zero.
Yeah, some of it is, I think, natural to just figure out for a guy like Bryson Rogers. He doesn't know who his receiver coach is going to be at Ohio State. And so, you know, that's another unknown in this entire circumstance. But we don't know if the new receivers coach or if Ohio State's philosophy around transfer receivers coming into the program is going to change. That's something that has to be considered. The next guy that comes in might want to bring in some of his own guys, and you just don't know how this is going to work. You know, I thought Bryson did a really nice job for Ohio State when he was on the field this year. As you said, it was surprising that he was not counted on more when in the weeks that Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate did not play. And I think at that point, you have to just assume the writing was on the wall when Ohio State was playing David Adolph, a walk-on receiver, over Bryson and his obvious physical talents. So, you know, Ryan Day was asked about Mylon Graham and Bryson Rogers following the Rutgers game in late November, and basically said that it's about consistency. We don't get to see a lot of practice, right? So we don't know exactly what happens in practice. We don't get to see any practice during the season. We do get to watch them on the field during the game. And I thought Bryson acquitted himself well. I thought he proved to be a reliable pass catcher. His route running is something that has drawn praise from other receivers in the program over the last couple of years. But I don't know, man. Like, we do have the insight of seeing kids every day when they're walking onto the field at Ohio State or walking through the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. It didn't ever seem like Bryson Rogers felt quite like he was where he wanted to be. I mean, again, and that goes back to year one when he did enter the transfer portal before Ohio State played Missouri in the Cotton Bowl after 2023 season. So, like, it's not a surprise, but you certainly don't want to lose guys like this because I think that there's a lot of upside for Bryson Rogers and someone's going to get a really good player. Again, we'll see if that's Brian Hartline because, as you mentioned, like, when it comes down to it, the guy that wasn't playing you is now the head coach of South Florida. So, we'll see if that is something that matters or not for a kid who grew up in the, you know, Tampa, Orlando area.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't bring that up as a slight or a knock on Bryson Rogers. I mean, he is not Jeremiah Smith and he's not Cardale Tate. And he, you know, didn't seem like he had the ability necessarily to go play in the slot the way that Brandon Ennis could. So Brian Hartline, that was an easy decision when it comes to playing time. Brian Hartline also recruited Bryson Rogers. And you mentioned the first flirtation with the transfer portal and going in and then all the way back out to Ohio State. Brian Hartline was a key part of that. He certainly wanted to continue coaching him, wanted to be part of that development. He sees something in him. So, you know, it's easy to connect the dots and see Brian Hartline and see, you know, a Tampa native and say, well, that seems like an obvious one. But I don't know what Bryson Rogers wants. And I don't know definitively if Bryson Rogers will play in the college football playoff, but it certainly doesn't seem like that's Ohio State's anticipation at this point. And given the timing, this happening on a Thursday where the practices are about to start ramping up, you're inside 2 weeks of New Year's Eve. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that probably, and it could be a coincidence. I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm not saying and not reporting it, but I anticipate that Bryson Rogers will not play and that he's probably not practicing right now, which is why this information came out the way that it did.
Yeah, I mean, the expectation, I think, has to be that he will not be with the team through the playoff. And if he is, then it's a bonus. You know, and that's a decision every kid is going to have to make for themselves. Bryson Rogers is certainly not the last Ohio State player that will announce his intentions to enter the transfer portal on January 2nd. There's going to be a handful of them. There's going to be a lot. This is the way of college football now. Everyone's going to have to make their own decision, and everyone has the power to do that. And, you know, I also, Austin, have some new power. And that's the power that I've been getting every day, waking up eager to start the day, because Awaken 180 is giving that to me. I've watched you do it. It's been impressive. And I decided I had to get on board. So if you out there are watching and see what Austin has done over the last couple of years with his weight and managing that, and now seeing that the pounds are just falling off of me already. I've lost 12 pounds since I started Awaken 180 last Monday. If you've been thinking and watching everyone else succeed, and you think to yourself, yeah, maybe someday I'll do this. Well, take it from me. Today is when someday begins. I weigh in again next week. I bet I'll lost another 5 or 6 pounds. And as I said, I've already dropped over 10. So if you are interested in it, do what we all did and choose the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com. Let's get into the next question.
Yeah, obviously.
Who's next for Ohio State? Because
come on, you know we don't do that, Burn.
I know. But here's the thing. This does change the way that rosters have to be built. And you, as an Ohio State like coach, I assume you want to have this conversation now. So those conversations have been going on this week. We talked about it on the live show at Roosters on Monday. That's what this week is for. So if you're an Ohio State fan and you get upset slash irritated slash pissed off at the idea that a kid would abandon his team in the middle of a playoff push and a national championship chase, it's one of those like, we have to redefine our relationship with fandom in some way, because these kids all have to make a choice for themselves. And we saw Devin Brown last year announce basically this time of year that he was going to leave and take his opportunity somewhere else, but he still stuck with Ohio State all the way for another month. And at the end of that, I think it did impact Devin's ability to find a spot that made sense for him. Obviously, he went to Cal and did not start, got beat out by a true freshman out there, but there's going to be a lot of guys. And I think the wide receiver room, especially because you have 4 signees a year ago at wide receiver, none of them played any real minutes this year for Ohio State. You just signed 4 receivers, including the nation's number one receiver in Chris Henry, and a guy in Jaquaden Guilford, who the Buckeyes absolutely love. But like, there's going to be a lot of decisions to be made. And, you know, we're not here to push people into the portal. I think that the conversations are going to be individual and different for everyone. But I wonder how much is Brian Hartline involved in those conversations now, if at all, or if it's just all Ryan Day and Mark Pantone and the money people. Because for a guy like Bryson Rogers, despite the lack of productivity that he's had at Ohio State, the reputation of being an Ohio State receiver is still going to get him paid pretty well in the transfer portal.
Yeah, we don't know the answer to that if it comes to Brian Hartline's involvement with the transfer portal conversations for Ohio State, because he's not going to be shaping that roster anymore, and he's got to do the same thing moving forward for South Florida. So I guarantee that he is talking about the transfer portal. Is he doing it on Ohio State's behalf? I would say most likely not. Flip side of that is you've referenced and reported, Berm, like the discussions with Chris Henry Jr. and Jaquaden Guilford that and that down the stretch that Brian Hartline like followed through with their recruitments for the Buckeyes and said that everything here is going to stay the same. But in terms of guaranteeing somebody playing time in 2026 or evaluating what their role could look like in 2026, that's no longer Brian Hartline's purview. So I don't think he can do that. Now, at the same time, because he's exiting, with what you're talking about, and we do not, and if people don't like that, I can understand that we don't speculate on names that are going to leave. That's consistent. If you're just joining us on Snap Judgments, if you just started following us on 97.1 The Fan or 10TV or 10TV Plus, that is our philosophy. We will not be speculating about transfer portal decisions. And even if we know they might be coming, we're not going to report on them. That's the announcement for the kids. Anyway, that disclaimer being said, I think you can just look objectively at the number of bodies in the wide receiver room right now and the fact that Brian Hartline is leaving and say, well, that's a position that attrition is going to be like mandatory, a necessity and an expectation, because they're not going to be able to carry 12 or 13 players at that position into 2026. That's just not practical.
No, and again, when you've signed 8 in the last 2 years and none of them have played, then there's a likelihood that one or two of those guys that you've already signed in the last year have to make these decisions. We saw it with the class of 2022 when Brian Hartline signed 4 guys, Caleb Burton, Caleb Brown, Keon Graves, and Kojo Antwi, and none of those guys ever made a real impact at Ohio State. So it's not like when Brian Hartline goes out and evaluates and recruits that he's infallible or that there aren't players who fall through the cracks, but the Buckeyes have done such a good job evaluating and recruiting at such a high level that unless you're one of those guys, it is really, really hard to get on the field at wide receiver at Ohio State. And that's doubly true now in a world where Ryan Day and the offense have evolved or devolved, in some people's opinions, to be much less receiver heavy. So you have to be able to do a whole bunch of things really, really well, or you have to be from another planet to make sure that you're forcing yourself onto the football field. So it is an interesting time. Again, it's December the 18th, right? So the Buckeyes don't play again for 13 days. There's going to be a lot more of these announcements in the next couple of weeks. All of them are going to have to make decisions based on what's best for themselves as far as if they're going to continue the journey with their teammates and the brotherhood through the playoff. But I don't think Bryson Rogers will be on that journey with them. And I think that's probably why he's the first guy to have this intention announced.
And, as much depth as you want to be able to carry through these last 3 games and have all hands on deck, you look at the number of reps that did or didn't exist in the game in the Big House or against Indiana in Indianapolis. Like, Bryson Rogers really didn't factor into that all that extensively for Ohio State. So from that perspective, I don't think it's one that Ohio State will point fingers or blame or be upset about. I think everyone can understand it and potentially shake hands and walk away. At least that would be my read on the situation. Could be wrong, but we'll be back in the Woody soon enough to find out more about that and everything else. Practice ramping up, an opponent will be determined on Saturday at noon, and then not a full team. We'll have offensive and defensive media day, I believe, colliding on Monday, a busy day in the Woody Hayes
Athletic. And a press conference with Ryan Day, right?
And we'll hear from Ryan Day again. So Bryson Rogers and will, of course, come up in that. And we'll have full coverage of it, as we always do, with Snap Judgments, The Beat. Is there talking stuff going on right now, Berm?
That is going to be on the 97.1 The Fan YouTube channel in about, a minute. So
it's already
scheduled. By the time that this video is online, that episode of Talking Stuff, where we do 3 interviews with Reynaldo Perez, 2027 defensive end, Ohio State 2026 signees Caden Gebhardt and Baver Aki, should be online at the same time as this, because I'm going to get this online ASAP. So there we go.
really pulling back the curtain on the content making machine here. Thanks for joining us on Snap Judgments. So much more to come, including Freaky Friday mailbag tomorrow on The Beat, presented by Waterworks. We'll see you there. He's Burr. I'm Austin. Thanks.